Hi, folks. Okay. Some confusion that, you know, may have been zero overhead is better than zero copy. So it's zero copy plus plus. Seth, I'm giving this talk under the SDS now because the first use cases I have for it is for the Ceph file system and for any software-defined file system as well, right? But it's a generic infrastructure for zero overhead, right? We'll talk about the motivation, why copy is bad. I hope everyone knows why, but you know, I'll say a few words. I'll talk about the solution. We'll go through a demo that I have. It's on GitHub. I'm not sure it compiles, so good luck. It will improve in due course. And I'll be talking about the usage, right? Or how I'm planning to use it. So data movement, bad. And we're going to focus on a very specific location on the boundary between the kernel and the user space, right? So when you receive data or you send data, you cross the kernel user space boundary and bytes are moving, right? Your cache gets polluted, your cycles are getting wasted, and it's a bane on your performance. So copy is bad, it's not used. Usually what we have, as I mentioned, you will have this NIC, network interface card. You know, actually, it does move data, it does use some of the bus, but we're talking about the CPU, right? So you'll have the kernel buffer, and you have one copy into the user. And for example, for the focus of this talk today and this tool, we're talking about proxy systems. So for something like a Ganesha, or you know what, something easier like Memcached, right? Something, or a CBN. That's a better example, where you have data that you want to cache on your side and then forward, right? So when you are not actually interested in the data itself, but rather you're a proxy system. You have data coming in and you have to send it out once or twice or how many times that you would like, but none of the times you're actually interested in reading the information itself. So if you're not interested, let's see if we remove this capability, what we can get. And we can get a lot, right? So usually you will have this buffer, you copy it into user, you cache it if it's a CBN or some kind of cache, and then you copy it back each and every time when you have to send it, right? So how many CPU cycles? A lot. It depends a lot on the speed of your network card, right? So the working size of your memory really matters. So it's kind of, it's a number. It makes sense. But really depends on a lot of different factors on how much memory you're using. When you're not copying data, you're using much less memory, fewer bytes moved. So this will improve your performance a lot, again, depending on your exact use case. So what zero overhead eliminates, and why I'm calling it zero overhead and not zero copy. Usually have copies, but you do have a message zero copy and other stuff inside the kernel today already. They all, I'm on camera, have their own drawdowns, right? They inefficient in some ways. They're trying to remap your page tables, right, on the fly, and it hurts performance, right? So with zero overhead, it means your information moves from the NIC to and back to itself, basically, without any overhead, right? It's just the control plane, and your data plane doesn't move any bytes, and it doesn't manipulate any metadata that you would need in order to avoid moving bytes. It's just there, right?